Paperly, that's paper.li, gathers information automatically from various places. So if you're wanting to be able to present information that you found for your students on a particular topic, maybe on the subject that you teach, but are worried about the amount of time that it takes to go out and find it all on the web in a single place where they can find it, Paperly might actually offer you a fast way of doing that automatically. It links in with account, so you need to register with either your Twitter or Facebook accounts. And then it'll bring the content in that you choose. So, for example, it could be from your Twitter timeline. It could be particular hashtags that you choose to search for. It could be people or organisers that you follow. So, say you wanted to produce a paper on space, because you're about to be doing a topic on space. You could be bringing in content from NASA, for example. So you could have a hashtag. You could follow the NASA Twitter account, or it could be from a hashtag that includes the words astronomy, and all of them in automatically. The Paperly trawls through those hashtags and those organizations and brings that content in and then displays it in a newspaper style format. You can then look at the automated paper and, if you wish, change the way that it looks and feels. So you can move articles around with on the pages. You get automated categories within which things sit. So education, science, society, stories and so forth. You also get videos and a photos feature. Photos would be really useful if you were doing a NASA or space article, or maybe you're doing something on geography and you're bringing in stuff from National Geographic. So the photos and video sections are really useful. But you can shift things around. You can choose the categories that are displayed with the default ones. You can also decide how often your paper is updated, or how often Paperly goes out and drags all that information back together for you. And it can be daily, it could be weekly, or even twice daily if you're prolific generators of content. You're limiting the amount of the number of content categories you can use automatically, but there's also the opportunity to use a bookmarklet. So any content that you find, you simply click on bookmarklet and that will add it to your paper. You're also allowed more than one paper. So if you're a physics team, you're doing a topic on space, you might also, with one of your groups, be in a topic on energy. So you could have different kinds of paper for different topics.